This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Fine Dining Podcast. Caroline, do you like to dine finely?
I do, because it rhymes with my name.
Caroline, dine fine, drinking water, drinking wine.
With Diane Feinstein.
With Diane Feinstein. RIP. Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good, which if you listen to this podcast, you're very familiar with the concept.
With a 5 out of 10 experience.
And bad maybe becoming good as God saves us. Recently, featured guests include Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs could fit in their mouths. And today, his IHOP episode dropped. So right now, head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast and click Bee's Giveaway to enter for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10. For you and three of your friends, and you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Caroline, who would you take?
Oh my gosh.
Applebee's.
If I got a table for four at Applebee's.
Yeah.
Obviously, love of my life, Nathan, gonna be there.
My fingers are crossing.
Who likes chain restaurants?
Oh, I'm getting a nosebleed.
Probably my friend Jeremy. Okay.
I know him.
That leaves one more. Let me ask you a question,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
If you were gonna order an Applebee's right now, what would you get?
I'd get a fried onion if they had it.
All right, you're in.
So okay.
As long as we can share.
Hell yeah. Listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. That's linktree.com/finediningpodcast.
Would you like this pamphlet so I can get your pants wet?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Doing a stale TikTok dance. The mating
to this,
ceremony
to this
of the young podcaster.
So, I guess this is it.
Do you feel like a young person?
No.
Still? You feel old.
I feel
Do you feel middle-aged?
Hey, let's not do this yet. And maybe not today.
Okay.
Welcome to GCF Second Service. I don't feel safe.
I hear my dad.
Caroline, I said no and I meant it when it comes to talking about my age. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're here to have good Christian fun.
What you're hearing right now is a special device. Oh!
It's a special device.
Do that.
Caroline, describe to me what you think you're looking at right now.
I'm looking at a huge Game Boy controller, basically lap-sized, the shape of a teardrop, which I'm sure many tears have been shed on this little guy.
This little guy.
It's got quite a few buttons on it, some sort of touchpad that he's swiping, and then a little knobs. And it very much has the color of like an old Game Boy too.
This is an Omnicord. It's a Suzuki Omnicord.
This is a Suzuki Omnicord.
OM84 model, which is an analog model. It's not digital like the Q cord is. They have
nice.
A new model called the Q cord, and I'm afraid to get it.
Oof.
You know
why? Yeah. Because then you're going to start thinking that the Soros crime family is taking over music.
Well, and more importantly, the Romney crime family.
And we don't know where the gold is hidden, but we will find it.
This is 30 minutes to heaven, and we're going to write a new Christmas standard.
We're going to write a Christmas song.
In 30 minutes or less.
Okay, when I was brushing my teeth at the crack of dawn today,
after my pre-morning
workout, it was 11 a.m.
Okay.
I thought that we could do a parody song.
A parody song?
Yeah.
So of an existing Christmas song?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could Weird Al it.
We've never done this for 30 minutes to heaven.
No.
Now, is it going to be so compressed because we won't need to figure out the music at all?
Yes, but that will force a new creativity, right?
I mean, that's the
a
hope.
A fresh squirt of creativity when you're
pressured like that.
And Noah Centineo will listen to our podcast and say, so you're showing me how you squirt or what?
Oh, yeah, he did say that.
Do you
that,
remember
didn't
that?
He?
Ew. No, Centineo, the guy from To All the Boys I Loved Before, was caught. His DMs on Snapchat to a girl
he
were
said,
leaked.
He said, so are you going to squirt or what?
He said, so are you going to show me how you squirt or what?
Ugh.
Wait, have you really not seen this? It's so good.
I'm pretty sure I like blocked it out.
Okay, well, what were you thinking of as far as a parody song?
Well, yeah, I figured we could take maybe a really classic Christmas tune.
So... you're gonna show me how you squirt or what?
Oh, and the voice he's doing. He's not even smiling.
So.
That's dark, man. Like, when you're getting to that point with strangers, it's like.
I don't think so. I'm just kidding. Wait, what's wrong with that? I will say, I mean, transparently, Demi and I have sent each other a lot of videos of so.
So. Are you gonna. He's like in a parking garage.
Or we'll do different voices like. So you're going to show me how you squirt or what? Sorry to these neighbors.
Yeah, sorry to Demi also.
What? No, we do it to each other. We agree to... Excuse me. It's an Omnicord.
We don't have to do a parody song, though. I mean, if the Omnicord is bringing a lot to the table, well, here, that might be all we need.
Maybe we should just do a quick exploration of the Omnicord and like what it can do.
Show me what that thing can do.
Base. Okay, so... a lot of it, you know, it's an Omnicord, which is basically like an electric auto harp. So, you know, the auto harps where you push the button and you strum it like folk instruments back in the 1960s. Caroline's eyes are glazing over to the state of Shirley.
I wish I could show you a thought bubble in my head, which is I'm thinking of that Cracker Barrel violin gift shop
no.
item where you go.
No, not that. No. These are auto harps. This is, I think, off of.
Oh, okay.
You know,
A
like
Mighty Wind.
Mitch and Mickey and A Mighty Wind. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Catherine O'Hara learned
it's
how to play
very
it.
Very difficult.
Which is like.
Yeah,
well, no.
She did learn how to play it.
They're simple, though, because it's just pressing a button and the chord happens and then you strum it.
And it's just like automatic chord.
Right. Unlike a guitar where it's like five different frets and you have to, yeah, do each chord and each of the picking and stuff.
So
similarly, when you hit a chord on this.
How many chords are on it? Is that like the full
all of them.
Range? Every chord possible?
Every chord possible is on
it. How many chords are possible? It looks like 30.
All of these. Well, you can combine them, too. So you can do like... G, C, D, but you can also do D seventh, D minor.
What happens when you and you press two at a time?
You can press two at a time and combine them.
Can you press all of them at the same time?
No.
How many can you do?
You can do all of them. You can't do multiple at the same time. You can do one chord at a time.
You can't do two chords at a time.
No. Oh. So you can't do like G with like a B root like you
cool.
could on piano or something.
Oh, okay.
But pretty versatile otherwise. And then along with
sorry,
just like...
Sorry, don't mean to shade the Omnicord.
You're like, oh, so there's limits to this thing?
Well, I mean, it's pretty versatile if you really think about
yeah,
it.
I got
you can't
so
press
defensive.
Two buttons at the same time.
I got legitimately defensive. Like, I don't think she understands this
the
instrument.
Range.
The range, truly. Well, so there's like...
Can
there's,
you make fart sounds on it?
No, you can't. Oh, gosh. There's more flaws to find, I guess.
Okay.
So there's
no, I
like,
guess it's pretty cool.
There's the strumming stuff, but then also there's fun little beats you can do.
Fun beats.
The keyboard chords, which, you know... things like this. But then you can adjust the tempo.
This is the song in my head when you start talking about streaming wars, but slower.
So, okay. So the thing that's interesting is...
No, get it slower.
Okay. Wonder Woman 1984 going to HBO Max in this way. It's clearly to drive subscriptions. I don't think they're hitting the targets that they wanted to Q1. But the kind of implications it has for future blockbusters that may not hit those release date targets next year is staggering. Also, because HBO Max doesn't even offer 4K. It doesn't have HDR at all. So it's like, this isn't really recreating what you can do on Apple TV Plus or Netflix. Even Hulu. Even Hulu has 4K at this point. And Disney Plus did.
Let me die today.
See, and those are little songs.
Oh my gosh.
And then also, I mean, we do need to explore this because
yeah,
this
so
is
what
like.
Yeah, what do these other ones do?
So these are percussion, like you can add percussion.
and it automatically syncs whatever tempo you set on another
yes.
knob. Okay.
Yeah, so this is the tempanade for the chords. And this is doing the auto bass sync. So this is kind of like a bass line that's playing. It can also just do a straight chord.
Oh, wow.
You know, stuff like that.
Man.
And, but you can do, there's, you know, 10 different genres that we can do as far as like the auto bass stuff goes. So if we want to do, say, a waltz. Or a little bit of country. Well, my baby, she left me and I'm really freaking sad. I'm really freaking mad now. Yeah. Things like that, I guess.
Got it. That's so cool. I bet you have a lot of fun with this.
A little Latin for you, maybe?
I guess this is Latin.
Swing. Okay, here's the swing.
I'm craving jazz.
Things like that.
None of these sound like the genres you're describing. They all sound like
okay, here's
the
disco.
Dorkiest version. Are you ready for a little hip hop?
Here we go.
Now, this is a rap tune, if you know, you know.
Jay-Z could never. Disco.
How fast can it go? Ooh, yes.
How fast can it go? Okay, let me turn the tempo knob all the way up.
Ooh, it starts to kind of lose itself, doesn't it?
So do I.
Lost in themselves.
I like the bass on this one.
This is nice.
We got Rock 2.
Dang.
Tango.
Okay, Kevin. I want you to go crazy on this thing right now. Mix it all up. Okay, relying really hard on the swing pad over there.
What? The swing pad?
The slide pad.
Wait, what can I... I like the disco one the best, I think.
Disco one's good.
Dun, 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 dun. Wait, isn't my face concentrating? That's funny. What's so
the way you look like you're really doing something, you know, but I'm hearing the outcome, you're like oh, that's nice.
Things like that.
I can't believe people only pay $5 a month for this.
Honey, what are you listening to? I don't know.
I'm listening to a masterpiece. That was really cool. All shade aside, I really am enjoying this.
So we can do, and you know, there's little effects we can put on the strings too if we want to.
Can you do like a duck quack?
Well, I can.
Okay.
Quack. But I sustain like that.
Wow.
Something like a little more. Things of that nature, which are a little sweeter sounding.
Okay, what would be a David Byrne song on this thing?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, get a stretch in before you go.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Psycho killer. Kiss, kiss, say. Run away. Something like that.
I think the Omnicord played you.
Yeah,
just
I
now.
Think I was just down in a merciless sort of way.
That's
I mean,
so
I don't
cool.
know a lot of the Talking Heads discography, but I could play any Bruce song you could offer up.
Okay, let's hear some Bruce.
Oh, which one? Philadelphia Nights.
Philadelphia City Lights.
Keep on shining.
That's the same.
As what?
That's what you just did.
Okay. But the freaking city lights keep on shining. It could really do a lot. You're just not, I don't know if you're seeing
it. I am seeing it. I'm enjoying it.
I actually forgot the chords. Oh, there it is.
City Lights. It sounds like a little bit of a Rasta spin on City Lights.
City Lights keep on shining.
Shine, shine, shine. Well, it wouldn't be a Christian music if we didn't try our hand at
a little bit of appropriation. So we could do an original. We could do a parody. It's up to us.
I want you to decide.
I think we should do an original.
Let's do an original.
I think we should find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what do we want to decide on before we start the timer?
Well, I don't know. I think we can just go for it.
Okay.
We've got the instrument. I think that the instrument is going to really dictate the genre.
Yeah, we're going to let
quite a bit
the instrument lead us into what we want to communicate.
We're going to listen. You know, for once, we are going to listen to the Omnicord.
We call you the listeners our listeners, but today we're listeners too, and wow, we're listening to this.
So, you know, make sure you're sitting down.
Yeah.
When you're listening to this episode.
Make sure you've used the bathroom recently, because if not, you might accidentally, while listening to this, you might vacate those little bowels. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
30 minutes on the clock?
Yeah, let's
You got
go.
Your shared note ready?
Oh, yeah, let me do that before we get started. God, everybody at work keeps slacking all fucking day long.
Sorry
to bother you on the weekend. It was like, then don't bother me. Leave me alone.
What was our song last time?
Our song last time.
But it's like... One place is a trick and one place is a treat. You only find out when you're under 6 feet. One place is heaven and one place is hell. When you decide, when you make a choice,
make it well. Aww.
You might have heard this instrument in I don't know, Jenny Lewis is using some of her stuff. Like the Concords has used Omnicord in a lot of their music. So, things like that.
Oh, you just asked me a question about Instex.
No, I asked that 4 hours ago.
I'm so sorry. I missed it.
A lot going on today.
Yeah, a lot going on. Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Do you got the note? This Omnicord is energizing me to create music.
Yeah, we're creating today.
I'm excited.
Fully. Okay.
Yes.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, Caroline, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How is your social battery right now? Are you feeling drained? Do you got a lot of energy right now? Where are you at with things as we speak today?
Well, you know, when you're pregnant, famously, your social battery is endless, actually, because you're powered by a baby battery.
It's like someone slaps a mag charger onto your phone.
Exactly.
And you can go for 24 hours more.
I am the U.S. Marines of taking down social situations. I feel incredible all the time. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. What about you?
Wow. Well, I'm feeling a little drained. And sometimes it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin, which is maybe the zone I'm in right now.
Mm.
And for me, spreading myself too thin is like going to a lot of Garfield events recently that have been happening over town.
Oh,
with the new movie coming out.
I know you get so excited about those. You got to spread those out a little more.
I know. And I need to really protect my energy and stuff. But, you know, it's worth asking ourselves, what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Maybe you need a little me time, a little alone, introverted time. But either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So things like tuning into yourself, feeling and understanding what you want and need yourself, and then being able to communicate that to those around you, and then most especially to yourself.
Well, if you can't get pregnant immediately, that sounds like a pretty good solution as a backup.
And again, I think I might have even said this before. If I could get pregnant, I would, just to understand what it's like to have even boundless energy that can kind of propel me into
to feel as incredible as you could feel.
To exercise more, mm-hmm. to be working out 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Working 9 hours a day on top of that. And then
good brain.
Going out 2 hours. Yes, such a good brain on top of that. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the first person you get, don't worry, there's another one on the docket. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
10%?
.com/goodchristianfun. You got some thoughts on that 10%?
That's a good deal.
It is.
I agree. First month?
And especially because 10% is where I'm feeling my battery is right now. That's betterhelp.com/goodchristianfun.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
30 minutes on the clock, ready, and go.
Let's go. Okay, so what's our Christmas story that we're trying to tell?
It's got to be a Christian song, obviously. So
okay,
Christmas has been, yeah.
What if we did
a Christian podcast?
What if we did a heartstrings puller a la Christmas shoes?
Okay, something that kind of goes like this.
Kevin, you read my mind.
Okay, so a sad song. But like maybe a little uplifting, a little sappy.
A little bit like
something about family and like
do your part.
Think about it. Do your part. Yes, as Christians always say, do your part. Be a part of the collective good, not an individualist society.
Duty. Yep.
Yeah, which is so often the case in Christianity.
It is the call.
Okay. So something like a tale.
What's something really sad that can happen at Christmas time?
Well, in the Christmas shoes, the mom was dying. What if the kid is dying in our song?
Oh, Lord. Okay. What's he dying of?
A broken heart. Because this little angel who was trying to explain heaven and hell to him at Halloween.
Stop trying to have little boys fall in love with angels.
No, okay.
Stop trying to
He's
make
15.
Little boys fall
He's
in love
little
with
boy anymore.
Middle-aged
you can
angel
actually
women.
Drink
we can't
in
make every
Europe.
Song about you. Okay, no, scrap the little boy. Fuck that little boy.
Okay. So how about it's like a romance?
Okay.
Yeah, how about, she's got a light bulb.
We've got a romance.
Okay.
We also have.
I'm going to be playing a lot around with some music that'll help us get in the mood.
We have a pig at the manger scene who was upset that his trough is being used as a bed, and he was hungry, and he's going to starve.
Whoa. So we take the side of the pig in the manger scene.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's enough of a heartstring puller. Like, I really want you to...
Because people eat bacon and ham all the time.
That's true.
We're about to eat a lot of it for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Okay. A romance.
Okay.
A love lost.
I think romance and love lost. Someone is experiencing heartbreak.
Yes, at Christmas time.
Because
wife died.
Their partner of COVID.
Or it's one of those situations.
The Ballad of Karen and Chad.
Where the wife got in a car crash and she doesn't remember him anymore, but they've been married for years.
Oh my God. Oh.
That Rachel McAdams movie.
The Vow.
The Vow.
Yeah.
The other Vow.
Channing Tates. Is that
Channing
funny?
Thumbhead Tates.
Yeah. Thumbhead. His head looks like a thumb. Yeah.
When your neck is the same width as your head, I'm sorry.
I like
it's
him.
Just what happens.
I like him, though.
Hey, it doesn't take away from who he is as a man.
Yeah, as a good, godly man.
And the man, the influential man he's
And the
been.
Man he's becoming,
All right,
too.
We're wasting time on him.
Okay, so.
This is a romance.
Okay, what does it sound like when I just do?
I want the wife to be the protagonist of the song this time.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, so he's gone brain dead.
Yeah.
And so, okay, he's gone brain dead.
And he's the one that always did the Christmas decorating.
Yeah, and so she has to remind him what Christmas is about.
Oh, my God!
And that's what, like, maybe gets him out of his catatonic... Oh, he's in a catatonic state, and so he's like, God, what God? Wait, like, we're not catatonic.
God isn't real.
Yeah, okay. So he's not catatonic.
He's not brain dead.
He's not a vegetable.
No, no, no. He's just fully lucid. Lost it all. He just has no long-term memory.
Okay, so after the crash, things got hard.
No, not like that.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of the movie Crashing by David Cronenberg.
Hey, how did
a movie in which characters have sex while crashing their cars
after
as a way
crash,
to get off.
Things got
tough.
Tough.
Life was never easy, but now even more rough. But now even more rough. We have a lot of narrative detail to communicate
man.
In these verses.
I feel like saying after the crash, it's just like, it's like show, don't tell, you know?
Okay, so you're saying that's enough detail.
No, I'm saying that's too much detail.
So listeners listening to this first time, sans the context of this conversation, should just be like, oh yeah, he's like, his brain's gone.
You're like,
basically.
What happened to him? And then that slowly
unfolds. But after the
crash
is evocative enough, I think. It's not like, and then he went to the hospital, and then this was the diagnosis.
Yeah.
I think after the crash.
No, I think you should talk about before. Let's say... life with you has been a dream, and at Christmas time, that's when we dream. Like, you know, the before the event, which we're not sure yet what it is, they had Christmas time was when they came alive.
Yeah, okay. So then let's do a quick before and after. Like,
yeah.
Before this happened, this. Let's just call it this. Before
or
this,
what do we say this time last year?
Ooh, yes, that's a good, because people always compare their Christmases to each other, too.
This time last year, we were filled with cheer.
And now you can't stop drinking that beer. Yeah, because he's depressed and he doesn't know how to, like...
And he's godless.
Communicate with the world. What happened to the verses in Carols we'd sing? What happened to the songs down the hallways would ring? Something like that.
What about reading the Nativity story?
And remembering that little Jesus baby's glory.
Wow.
Something like that.
Wait, I can't type fast enough.
Ooh,
we're
going to
make
go.
A sad song with the Omni chord.
I think there's a way to do it, though. Oh, yeah. This time last year, we were filled with cheer.
Oh, my God. But we decked the halls.
It's kind of a country flavor almost.
No, it's not country.
Okay, let me hit country then.
Let me hit you with some country.
Here we go.
What about this?
This is country now, right? That's what it says on the Omni chord. I'm just going by what it
All right.
says.
Okay. This time last
minutes.
Year, we were filled with cheer. We decked the halls. We danced on walls. That's not
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Well, no, I like that.
We danced
I like
on the
that.
Walls.
We danced on the walls.
We read Jesus's.
We
first
decked all
story.
The halls and danced on the walls.
We danced on the walls. We read his first story, capital H.
Okay.
First story and marveled at his glory. Something that rhymes with mistletoe.
You a ho. Wait, we read his first story and marveled at his glory.
Because I wanted to say,
and
like,
now
this
the sweet...
is the time that their relationship was, like, locked in, you know?
And now the sweet kisses underneath mistletoe are just a vague memory.
Of
and
long
one
ago.
You don't know. Or, long
or
ago.
One you don't know is yeah. perfect, yes.
Just a vague memory and one you don't know.
Yeah.
Christmas memories. It's so funny. This time last year, we were filled with cheer. Do we need the beat? We could just do it like this.
Do we need the beat? Well, we'll bring in the beat later when the song gets down.
Okay.
No, it's going to pause. Bam, beat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, okay, okay.
I don't know if I'm overestimating how much beat the Omni chord can bring. Whoa. The house is going to rock.
It's like an orchestra. inside of this thing.
What was the line again? All those sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe
are now just a memory and one you don't know. This is a long first verse, but I think it's worth it. We're really
setting down. We're setting the scene.
You know what? Let me turn off the chord and let me turn off the. Okay, let's see.
Here's our other challenge: is to not make a melody that's like na 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 na.
Wait, do we do that?
Yeah, every time.
No.
Yes.
One place is a chicken, one place is a tree. Wait, Taylor does that all the time. Nice to meet you. Where you been? I can show you incredible things.
That's already way more complex.
All right. But she stays on the set. I don't think staying on one. It doesn't matter. Okay. This time last year, we were. This is exactly what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah,
this
maybe
time
once...
last year.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Okay. This time last year, we were filled with cheer. Wait, am I doing it again?
Just did it.
No. So, baby, this time last year, when we were filled with cheer.
Yes.
Is that richer?
That's better. Thank you.
And we decked the halls and we danced on the walls. We read his first story and marveled at his glory. Is that just by itself? Story and glory?
Yeah, we didn't really make another couplet for that.
Maybe we don't need that. The Jesus element can come in later, okay. I think. But we just need those first two. All those sweet kisses. We can just go from walls to sweet kisses.
Yeah.
Maybe we do need a beat.
Yeah, let's bring a little bit of a beat. Hold on, let me just see if I can feel a song.
Do you like this key, or do you want me to try a different one?
Try a different one, let me see.
Okay, let's do it in... let's do it in G.
What about something minor-y?
Okay, F sharp minor.
Yeah.
It's so dark, though.
I like that.
But
that's
you
nice.
Want some. You,
but
you
we'll
want,
change the tone at some point.
You want something nostalgic.
This is a sad song.
Yeah, I think that's right.
This time last year, we were filled with cheer. We decked the halls, and we danced on walls. A little too slow. All those sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe. Now just a memory that one you don't know.
Up the tempo?
Well, I'm making too much space between each lyric, I think. But that's the vibe.
This time last year. Yeah, I want to do something you can sing easily too.
Yeah.
Because that was a problem
this
last time.
Last year,
18 minutes.
We were filled with cheer.
Filled with cheer.
Yeah, a little bit more Kermit-y.
This. Okay.
Now you know what you're
I'm wearing green.
That's what you're going for.
Okay, now I got
want,
a target.
Kevin, now I want the Kermit.
You got it. This time last year.
We were filled with cheer. We decked the halls. We danced on walls. What a year. All those sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe are now just a memory, one you don't know.
Okay.
Oh!
Okay, now let's put that in. Yep, that's an act out. Okay, act out. Yeah, because that's our way of knowing what happened. Act out, car crash. Yep, there we go.
And we both typed it in. Okay.
Double.
Yes.
Okay, so then, okay. And she needs to remind him of those things, of Christmas joy. She wants to communicate what it meant to him, because he was so into Christmas.
He was
a Christmas
really
adult.
Faithful, yes, Christmas adult.
Yeah.
And it was all wrapped up for him in the same thing. You know, mm-hmm. his love for God and his love for Christmas one, and his love for his wife.
Christmas.
Yeah. He put the Christ in Christmas.
Yeah. your brain is a mess.
Now your porridge brain has no Christmas refrain.
It's going okay. in. Oh, I like that. This time last year, we were filled with cheer. We decked the halls and we danced on the walls. And all those
yes.
And all those sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe are now just a memory. One you don't know.
Can we make it like more minory on that one? One you don't know. You know, something like that.
Well, we like the F sharp minor is kind of yeah. a root, so it's like,
oh, okay.
aren't just a memory. And one you don't know. Did it, you know.
Yeah. Did it in there.
La 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 la. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
<laughs> 15 minutes.
We're already just. Fire in on all
We
stars.
Don't even have a chorus yet.
We don't need it.
Or it's just a story
Scrap
song
it.
With no chorus.
Scrap it.
Scrap
okay.
it, rap it, maybe a little
car crash. And then now your porridge brain, it sings no Christmas refrain. You're godless and you're lost.
Now your porridge brain sings no root Christmas refrain. You're godless and lost.
You're alive, but at what cost?
Ooh.
Yeah,
and I need
real.
You.
It's gonna make me cry.
I need you to listen and put down that beer, and I need to remind you of your own Christmas cheer,
Aww.
Or something like that. And then okay, and then it's the central metaphor of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna write in some of the chord stuff.
Please.
Okay, which is. La, 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 la.
Yes.
Fa, la, 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 la.
And then the next fa la 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 before we go into the chorus, then it's gonna really fucking break down. It's gonna be
mm-hmm.
it's gonna jam. But powerful. Kevin, what would Jack Antonoff do at this point in the songwriting?
He'd go like this.
And let's go dance.
And let it go dance.
Open presents.
Fa la la la, but powerful. That's what Caroline put in the Very funny.
Okay, chorus.
Okay,
I think this should be just like laundry list of Christmas fun. She's dragging him to a Christmas
yeah,
tree
like
lot.
Yeah, it's
She's
things
taking
where
him
like,
to the mall.
Yeah,
She's
so is it literally just her?
Yes. Christmas Eve service,
yeah.
candle wax on his hand, etc.
Look at this candle, look at this baby yes. Jesus, look Ooh. At this tree that pleases us.
Look at the lights on the Christmas street.
Look at the lights on the Christmas street.
Hey!
Oh, no, wait, no, that's the first line. Okay, look at the lights on the Christmas street.
Wait, on the Christmas street? On Holiday Lane.
Okay, look at the lights down on Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah.
Look at all those children in pain.
We do have.
Well.
Mm. Well, but you know, that is part of the Christmas season.
That is, unfortunately. Yeah.
We do have a Christmas tree lane in Pasadena. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's short, though. It's not as big
it's
as you
It's not
think
what
be.
You want. There's
it's
one
totally
way
immersive.
Up north on the 101 that's yeah. incredible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like in Calabasas area. So
this
that,
one has like, it has full grown pine
men.
Trees and men.
Hi.
They are the ornaments, so that's what's great.
I don't want to be hanging like this. This stinks.
Okay, look at the lights on Candy Cane Lane.
Look at the lights down on Candy Cane Lane. Look at the den,
yes,
den,
yes.
Den, den,
this omni chord is really bringing the spark. I love it.
Look at the lights
You're
down
alive.
On Candy Cane.
I love it.
No, I'm
look
like
at the look at the lights Candy Cane Lane. Yeah, I love it. Okay, look at what? The lights on Candy Cane Lane.
Look at the.
Let's
look,
go shopping. The malls are insane.
Look at the frost on the window pane.
Yes. The frost on the window pane.
Look at the baby Jesus. Look at the Jesus. Look at the baby in the manger, so sweet. Look at all the pies and cakes you want to eat. Something like that.
Because
we got to get Christ in there.
Yeah. Look at your Lord asleep in the manger. Reach out to someone. Be kind to a stranger.
Yeah. Or manger and stranger should be like, oh, I wish we could rhyme that with like, because he's like a stranger to her now.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah. Look at the little one resting in the manger. Really think hard. You know, he's not a stranger.
You're my Christmas boy and you're not a stranger.
You're my Christmas boy.
You're my little Christmas boy and you're not a. Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8. Look at the lights down on Candy Cane Lane. Oh, I got it. Look at the lights down on Candy Cane Lane. Look at the frost on the window pane. Look at the baby asleep in the manger. He's your Christmas boy. He's not a stranger.
Yes.
But I thought it's you're my Christmas boy. Like she's saying to him,
Jesus isn't the Christmas boy.
You're my Christmas boy. You're not a stranger.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay. I was totally projecting that on Jesus, but you're talking about them together.
No, who cares? He's the Christmas boy.
You're the Christmas boy.
It's like that Taylor Swift song. Okay, so. This time last year, we were filled.
Okay, let's keep writing.
Okay.
Now, can we just do a bridge, go back into the chorus?
Sure.
And then close it out with a hard.
We got 9 minutes, so.
Okay, okay. So bridge is like, also we want to connect their romance. So like, hold my hand.
Are you getting a boner?
You know, boners aren't always romance, but sometimes they are.
But all romance is boners.
Is boners.
That's the thing.
Boners are not all romance, but
right. All romance is it's a transitive property thing. Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Look at the lights. okay. So.
I know this year's been hard. Everything you've known is different. Hold my hand and remember something about Christmas.
I know what Christmas is.
Oh, is that
about
him?
Yeah. Like, what's.
Channing's her husband.
I know what Christmas is. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, the bridge could be him like remembering. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Now I see all this Christmas cheer and I want to put down all my 7
Chet
beers.
Hanks going on. Now that could become a little bit of a Rasta song.
Okay, the bridge.
Look up Chet Hanks, guys, if you haven't already. Anyway.
Incredible stuff. Okay. The bridge is like, do you see now? Do you see now what Christmas meant?
Do you remember all the merriment? No, that's meant and mint.
I'm not opposed to. Do you
or
remember?
What do you think would be the thing that would like jog his memory and bring him back home?
Santa picking up baby Jesus. Like the two things, because he's a Christian, he loves
they're at the
Christmas.
Mall.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to see a Santa?
Look at the light.
Look at the, now you're getting a little bit of a Lin-Manuel Miranda. Look at the lights on the Christmas tree.
Look at the
tree.
Lights. With 7 minutes and 30 seconds. Okay, yeah. They went to the mall and
turning the corner from. The Macy's rush.
You
see a man in red and remember your crush.
Keep it. There's boys and girls on his lap, but then one special one. What? What?
No, that's fine.
It's not a strange thing.
It's not. No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's just sometimes you take him in a direction.
And they're in love with each other. No.
And he sees an angel and they kiss.
You see a man in red. Turning the corner from the Macy's Day Rush. You see a man in red and remember your crush. You see a man in red and remember your crush. We do not. There's so much to get.
We love it. We love a wordy song.
But you're my crush.
The sparkle is slowly returning to your eyes. That's too long. The Christmas spark is returning. The Christmas spark is lighting in your eyes. Something about the
Now I'm wondering what the bridge should be, and like, how does he remember again? Like, what is the image? Is it Santa and Jesus?
Because it's Santa and Jesus.
Okay.
Remember your crush, and then the nativity brings you to your knees.
Yes. Okay. So maybe the bridge is, sorry to rewrite, but maybe it's like turning the corner in the neighborhood. You see a scene that now it's understood.
Yes.
Turning the corner in the neighborhood, you see a scene and it's understood.
Yes. The site of the nativity.
You see. Yeah. Maybe it's just Jesus. Maybe it's not. You see Santa giving Jesus a little kiss on the head, and now you're no longer brain dead.
He never was brain dead.
Well, we have got 5 minutes.
Okay, turn the corner neighborhood. You see a scene and it's understood. The sight
of the lights of the nativity scene gives you a special feeling in your... It's not that.
The comfort and joy. I like bringing in that.
Okay.
And
comfort and joy. That's
of the nativity.
Of the manger display leaves you breathless with nothing left to say. But I love you. Wait, so it's like turning the corner in our neighborhood. You see a scene and it's understood. The comfort and joy of the nativity display leaves you with nothing left to say except I love you.
And Merry Christmas, my love.
Look at the lights of the nativity.
Oh my God, that's so good. Yes.
Okay.
Wait, so what did we write again? Comfort and joy of the manger display.
Leaves you breathless and with nothing to say except I love you.
Yes.
Merry fucking Christmas.
Leaves you with nothing left to say except.
Wait, I literally don't remember what our fa la 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 sounded
Christmas.
Like.
Merry Christmas. We'll feel it once we're there.
And then the chorus should be fa la 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 la. That should be our outro. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Something like that.
Perfect. Perfect. I mean,
yes, it's perfect.
It's perfect. All right, let's sing it through. How much time do we have left?
We have 3 minutes and 27
seconds. This is it.
Well, we can sing it once through and then figure out the problem areas.
Oh my gosh, we don't have time to refine.
But we could
try.
Okay.
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 Five, six.
Okay. How did it start?
This time last year, we were filled with cheer.
We decked all the halls, and we danced on the walls. And now the sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe
are now just a memory.
We gotta figure out this melody.
And one you don't know. How about you let me take the lead on the melody?
Do you want to?
For once.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll be the fa la 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 la's.
Yes, okay. Let's do it. Okay.
Great. And then I'll join in for the chorus.
Yes. Okay. We know you got the chorus on lock.
2 minutes and 35 seconds. Five, six, seven, eight.
This time last year, we were filled with cheer. We decked the halls, and we danced on the walls. And all those sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe are now just a memory. And one you don't know, fa la 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 la.
Oh, my head!
My legs!
Oh, I'm sorry, did I catch?
Now your porridge brain, it sings no Christmas refrain. You're godless and you're lost. You're alive, but at what cost? I need you to listen. And put down that beer. I need to remind you of your Christmas cheer. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, I fucked it up. Beautiful. Because I didn't do the fa la 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 even before the car crash either.
There we go.
Okay, let's take it from I need you to listen. 5, 6, 7, 8.
I need you to listen and put down that beer. I need to remind you of your own Christmas cheer. Fa la 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 la.
Look at the lights on the Kenny Kane Lane. Look at the frost on the window pane.
Look at the baby, you're sleeping in a manger. You're the Christmas boy.
You're not a stranger. It's kind of a...
Yeah, okay,
you're the Christmas
linger.
Boy.
You're not a stranger.
Yeah, there's like an extra beat there.
Okay, what's the... You do the bridge.
Okay. Turning the corner in our neighborhood.
Wow.
You see a scene and it's understood. The comfort and joy of the manger display leaves you with nothing left to say except I love you. And... Merry Christmas. Look at the lights on the candy cane lane. Look at the frost on the window pane. Look at the baby asleep in the manger. You're Christmas.
Wait, the rhythm of that is so bad.
Wait, which part?
Look at the lights on the candy cane lane.
Look at the frost on the window pane.
Look at the baby asleep in the manger. We should do that.
Look at the baby in the manger.
In the manger. Yeah. You're Christmas boy. You're not a stranger.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, what we have is what we have.
What we have is what we have.
This is it.
Oh, my gosh. I will do those fa-la-la-la-las this time.
Yes,
I'm sorry
okay.
for letting you down.
Now, everyone, you thought you heard the song, but now you're really going to hear it.
Because we're going to slow the tempo down even more.
And make it country. Country. Now, doesn't that make you want to do-si-do?
Just kidding.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, let me get back to the original beat. That was it.
Can you count me in when it's time?
Yeah. I won't count you in. I'll just play a little bit at the beginning and then...
Christmas man. Okay.
La 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 la.
This time last year, we were filled with cheer. We decked the halls, and we danced on the walls. And all those sweet kisses underneath the mistletoe are now just a memory, and one you don't know.
Fa la 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 la.
Now your porridge brain, it sings no Christmas refrain. You're godless and you're lost. You're alive, but at what cost? I need you to listen and put down that beer. I need to remind you of your own Christmas cheer. Fa-la-la-la.
Look at the lights on the candy cane lane. Look at the frost on the window pane. Look at the baby in the manger.
You're Christmas boy. You're not
a stranger. Turning the corner in our neighborhood. You see a scene and it's understood. The comfort and joy of the manger display leaves you with nothing left to say except I love you. And... Merry Christmas. Look at the lights on the candy cane lane. Look at the frost on the window pane. Look at the baby in the manger. You're the Christmas boy. You're not a... Look at the lights on the candy cane lane. Look at the frost on the window pane. Look at the lights on the
baby in the manger.
You're Christmas boy. La 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Fa la 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 la. Okay.
An absolute
masterwork.
Perfect. The raw dogs can't miss.
Raw dogs can't miss. All right, everyone, right. That's our TikTok, dude. Raw dogs can't miss.
That's our
Caroline
dance,
and I
too.
Are jacking off the
doing
air.
Doing two-hand jack off.
You're going to take a video of it?
Raw dogs can't miss. Here we go. Give me one of those one more time.
One, two, three, four. Raw dogs can't miss. Well, that's been our episode today. Should we use the Omnicord for more things in the future?
Please, I like it so much.
Look at the lights.
I feel like it reinvigorated us a little bit too, you know?
It just gave us more
sometimes
musical
in the studio,
colors
like
to
things
explore.
Get stale and you get too lost
I know,
in your
you
own
get,
system.
You know, my arrangements, I know.
And all the outside voices are trying to tell you what they want, what this is your image, mm-hmm. this is your lane, stay in it. You
yeah,
know?
And it's like, that's not my lane. My lane is candy can
is
lane.
This is my lane.
Look at that, scuba doo doo dee da doo doo dee.
All the little he dogs and all the little she dogs never knew such a hullabaloo.
Stick it a boop 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 doo 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 doo.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Everybody get up. It's actually...
Everybody get up.
Gross. All right, we'll see you next week.
You're
on
welcome.
GCF. So, yes, and you're welcome. Yeah,
goodbye.
Alec Baldwin sign at the end of SNL. You're welcome. Good grief.
He held up a sign that said, you're welcome?
Yeah, after Joe Biden won. I think you're welcome for me doing President Trump
doing
all
such
these
a
years.
Great Trump that I wanted
sure.
for you.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
And let's not focus on Alec Baldwin this Christmas. Let's focus on each other.
On Christmas boy. It's beautiful.
Hi, Poppy.
Oh, Poppy. This should like score every GCF episode.
Every episode.
Yeah, it should be the sound of GCF.
You're a cook.
You're listening to GCF Second Service. Now online.
Now online. This podcast is live. Now online.
That was a HeadGum podcast.